Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sam.
Now, Sam, I've known you for many, many, many years.
Yes.
I know one thing about you that is absolutely true. I think today, as well as when I first met you, you like computer games.
Yes, I love video games.
So do I.
Yeah, and what kind of games do you play?
All sorts of games. I always say I play good games.
Good games.
I am one of those people who kind of reads the reviews, and if it gets like an 8.5 or higher out of 10, then I will be interested in the game. I don't always finish them, though. I have a computer full of games that I've gotten about 70% of the way through.
You never finish them.
I like the adventure games. I do like some of the thinking strategy games,
but
of course,
like them.
Shooter games are those ones that you do kind of go back to more often. They're exciting, they're quick. You get a sense of ha-ha when you play them that you might not get with other games. But it is kind of violent sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of violent. You know? You see blood, you see people down.
Yeah, some people like that, some people don't. The good thing is that with games these days, you can kind of choose. If you're an older person and you like the very realistic sort of war games, they have those. But if you like something a little more fun that you can play with your friends, they have shooter games that are kind of more like paintball or something
like that.
Yes.
No
you one
have
gets
different
hurt.
Options.
Fortnite, I think, is a really popular game now.
Yes.
And a lot of people think, well, it's a shooter game, but it's more like a cartoon. Right?
So yeah, more friendly.
That's
to
right.
Everyone.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a shooter game that was in the news recently, and not for any kind of good reason. This wasn't fun or like a cartoon. The problem was this game was like a real story from the news. A real story that upsets a lot of people. So let's have a read at this article and talk about this difficult subject.
Reading.
Video game banned for letting people play as school shooters. You're running around a school and looking for a shooter. Suddenly, you see him, aim your gun, and fire. He's down, and you've saved the children in the school. Or, if you like, you can play as the shooter and shoot students. This is the plot of a video game called Active Shooter that has caused serious controversy. Active Shooter was originally promoted as a game where the player would be part of a SWAT team. Their job was to be a police officer and stop a school shooter. However, recently, the game's creator, Anton Magurski, changed it so that someone could also play it as the killer. This change had people up in arms, because of the recent school shootings in the U.S. In some cases, students went to their schools and shot a number of classmates and teachers. Within a week of people protesting the game's change, Active Shooter was banned from online game store Steam.
Okay, so the article begins by kind of describing the game, describing what we would experience if we were playing the game. It says you're running around a school and looking for a shooter. Wow, already I can see why people might get upset. Most shooter games happen in war zones or in factories or warehouses. Here you're in a school. That's schools, guns, shooting. I already see a problem here. And you're looking for a shooter. A shooter could also be known as a gunman, just someone with a gun who is using it at that time. And generally, this is a dangerous situation. We don't talk about a soldier in a war being a shooter or a police officer using their gun to protect people. No, the shooter is usually a criminal and a dangerous criminal, too.
Okay, and then the article goes on to say, suddenly you see him, aim your gun, and fire.
Okay, that's kind of like a shooter game, but they don't usually take place in schools. Mm. But in shooter games, things do happen suddenly. This adverb suddenly means right away, all of a sudden, with no warning, with no wasted time. It's not like, in 5 minutes, this is going to happen. No, it happens right now. It happens very suddenly, with no warning, with no wasted time, as I said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, suddenly, 这个副词呢它表示突然的这个事情、哦、忽然间发生了。那你也可以说 all of a sudden. 比方说我们可以说 all of a sudden, the lights went out. Okay, 或者是你也可以说 suddenly, the lights went out, 意思是一样的。We also see the word in.
Yes, to aim, this is an important word when talking about shooting things. To aim, this verb means to point something accurately. You're not pointing it in the general direction. You're pointing it to hit the spot that you want to hit. If you've ever played a shooter game, if you've ever played darts, if you've ever, you know, shot at a bow and arrow, anything like that, if there's a target and you want to get to the middle of the target or to one special place...You have to aim. It's all about lining up your eye with your hand and then having the thing do what you want and go where you want. For example, the soldier aimed his rifle at the target. That's a safe place to shoot. Shooting at a target, a paper target.
OK, 所以呢我们看它 aim 这个动词呢它是表示瞄准的意思了。我们后面可以看到加上 at, aim at, 瞄准什么东西。比方说呢我们刚刚看到课文 aim your gun at the shooter, OK, 你这个瞄准了把你的枪呢指向这个我们的这个射手 shooter。OK, 它也可以表示针对哦针对什么东西来做这件事情。比方说我们可以说 this campaign is mainly aimed at teenagers, OK, 这个广告活动呢主要针对的对象呢是青少年。那这个字也可以当作名词它就表示这个目的。比方说我们可以说 our short-term aim is to launch this product in May. OK, 我们的短期目标呢是要在五月推出这个新的产品。
OK, so back in the day, back in the game, we see the shooter, we aim at the shooter, we shoot, and then it says, he's down, and you've saved the children in the school. Yay, I guess we're the hero. If someone is down in this sort of sense, we're talking about they've been shot and they have fallen down.、Mm-hmm. All right, so if someone says, man down...That means a person has been hurt and is now down lying on the floor.
Okay, you can save the children, or if you like, you can play as the shooter and shoot students.
Ah, I could see this is where the problem starts. I guess if you're the police officer saving people,、yeah. that might be okay. That's like a lot of other games.
Yes, yes, yes.
But if you're an evil person shooting young students in a school...This kind of sounds like it comes out of a lot of the news stories over the last few years, right?、Mm-hmm. America's had a lot of these real-life school shootings. So in a video game, I can see how people might not like this. It says, this is the plot of a video game called Active Shooter that has caused serious controversy.、Mm-hmm. I can see how it could do that. Yes, it's the plot of the game. Plot, this noun basically means the story.Okay, when we talk about the plot of a movie, well, a good guy meets a bad guy, and then the good guy falls in love, and then he fights with the bad guy, and then there's a big car chase, and then the good guy lives happily ever after. That's the story, that's the plot, that's what happens as we go through the story. So the plot of the game is that you can either be the protector of the students, the police officer, or the shooter.As well. But the game is called Active Shooter. That's the kind of thing they say on the radio.
Yes.
Right? You'll see it on the news. It'll be suddenly breaking news, active shooter at a school or at a bank or at something yeah, like that.
That very means realistic.
It's happening right now.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 plot 这个字呢 plot 这个字当成名词呢就表示情节的意思了。比方说呢我们刚刚讲说我们设计的现在刚刚讨论这个情节呢是在这个电动游戏 Active Shooter 里面发生的。那 plot 这个字呢也可以当成动词哦它表示设计这些情节。OK, 比方说呢你可以说 He is plotting his new book. OK, 他正在为他的新书呢来构思情节。OK, we see another word at the end of the sentence and that is controversy.
Oh yes, you can see how this game would cause a controversy. A controversy is sort of a very radical, upsetting, and scandalous news story. It often has some shocking elements. It gets people's emotions going, and people will often have strong opinions, either for or against this thing. It's the kind of story that...gets your attention in the news and maybe holds your attention for 3 or 4 days. We can have controversies based on what businesses do.、Mm-hmm. Remember, was it last year, that cooking oil controversy?
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Companies were putting in bad oil and everyone got upset about it. And I think some people went to jail eventually.
Yes.
But we can also have controversies with famous people. you know, if it turns out that a famous person is doing something bad in their private life, then their fans will be like, well, we still love them. Well, other people will be like, you're bad for your fans. You're setting a bad example. And people get all excited and emotional about a controversy. But it makes for good news.
Okay, controversy 这个字呢，它是一个名词，表示争议的。Okay, 比方说我们刚刚讲的这个，比方说是这个黑心油事件啊，或者说哪一个演员私底下做了什么事情等等，这些很有争议性的东西呢，我们就可以说它是一个 controversy。那你很常能看到它的形容词 controversial。Okay, 比方说我们可以说 a controversial figure。Okay, 这个人呢是一个很有争议性的人物，或者说我们可以说 a controversial issue， 很有争议性的话题。
I guess the best way to find a controversy is look at what Donald Trump said yesterday.
Yes, yes,
exactly. He's always starting new controversies. Anyways, back to this game. Active Shooter was originally promoted as a game where the player would be part of a SWAT team. Okay, so this was how it was originally promoted or sort of sold at the first, in the first case or at the first time. When the game was first released and launched, it was kind of like a police game, and you'll be a member of a SWAT team. That's like the police, sort of the police soldiers who, you know, fight terrorists and go into banks when there's bad guys in there with lots of guns. So the idea would be you'd be a police officer with better guns, and you would go into the school and save people. That's not too controversial. Most people would think, well, that's, you're the good guy, right?
Yes, yes.
That's how it was originally done or done at first, but something changed.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到哦，这个游戏呢，原本哦，其实你要扮演的不是这个 shooter， 而是要扮演的是这个 SWAT team。SWAT team 就是反恐特警组，就是有这个武装警察。那呢，我们看到它最先起初的，我们这边用的这个副词 originally 最开始是怎么样？那呢，你也可以使用 formerly， OK， 之前是怎么样，或是用 at first， OK。Originally this was a bedroom， but I turned it into a closet， OK。那你也可以讲说 at first this was a bedroom， 原先呢，它是一个房间，但我后来把它改装成我的这个衣柜了。Next in the article, it says their job was to be a police officer and stop a school shooter.
Right, you'd be the good guy、
yes.
in the game. And I think most people would understand that. However, and this is where it changed, however, recently the game's creator, Anton Makarevsky, changed it so that someone could also play it as the killer.So that's the way the game might have even first been sold, where you're the police officer saving the day. But then I guess to make it more exciting or to start a controversy, the game's creator said, I'm going to make it so that you can also be the bad guy and you have to shoot the police as well as the students in the school. And of course, this is not something people like to see. Okay, so this happened not too long ago, and we know that because of the adverb recently. Recently just means in the near past, not too long ago. Not 5, 10, 15 years ago, maybe a few hours ago, or a few days ago, or even a week or two ago. But it's not a very long time ago. Recently means in the near past. For example, Shelley recently got engaged. Her wedding will be next year.
Okay, recent 这个形容词呢，它就是形容最近的。比方说呢，我们看到这个照片，我们说，is it a recent photo? You look quite different in this photo. Okay, 这个是最近的照片吗？长得跟你很不像耶。那 recent 加上 ly 就是本科的单字哦 ，recently 这个副词呢就是最近哦。Okay, I'm quite upset at work recently. 我最近上班都蛮不开心的。那你也可以换成 lately. I'm quite upset at work lately 一样的意思。There is another word we have to look at.Which is creator.
Yeah, creator is just a person who creates something, kind of like an inventor. An inventor is a creator of engineering, machines, science, stuff like that. But we can also talk about artists as creator, a musician or a composer is a creator of music. A painter is a creator of paintings and things like that. You're making them with your own hands, and you're probably getting them from your own ideas as well. For example,Sid Meier is the creator of many famous computer games, including The Sims and SimCity.
Which ones I like.
Yeah, those are good games. And no one dies.
Okay, 看到我们动词哦 ,create 呢表示创造或者是设计哦。比方说我们可以说呢Toriyama Akira created the Japanese comics Dragon Ball. Okay, 鸟山明呢创造了七龙珠这部漫画。那本科的单字呢 ,creator 这个名词呢就是指创造的人。所以我们可以说是创造者或是设计师。像我们刚刚讲七龙珠的作者呢 Toriyama Akira is the creator of Dragon Ball. OK, 这句后面呢还出现了 so that 这个文法点哦。OK, 这个 so that 意思呢就是这个为了怎么样以便于怎么样。通常呢我们接在主要子句后面用来引导呢后面这个表示目的的这个副词子句。那副词子句里面呢我们通常会使用像是 will 啊 can, would, could 这些助动词哦。OK, 我们举个例子了。He works out every day so that he can have the beach body he has always wanted. OK, 他每天都健身以这个他每天都健身了所以他可以拥有这个他想要期待已久的这个很好的身材。
All right, so the creator of the game changed it so that you could be the bad guy. And what did people think of that? Well, it says, this change had people up in arms because of the recent school shootings in the U.S. Yes, quite obviously, people were upset about it. They were up in arms because it is something that does happen too frequently in the world these days, especially in America. So people did not like this part of the game.All right, there's more of our article to go, but first, let's check out this phrase, up in arms. It's our pocket phrase, go. So, let's have a little break. We'll go to that, and then we'll be back to finish off the article.
Pocket phrase, go!
Sleepy Beauty, wake up, wake up!
Shut up, Paul! 人家都还没睡过十个小时，干嘛叫我起床啦? I need my beauty sleep.
But the prince is here.
The prince is here? Quite 气死了 Why didn't you tell me earlier? I'm up in arms. 干嘛不早说嘞小李子我跟你讲你快点去拖住王子我死都不能让他看到我素颜的样子虽然我知道还是很正哦好了刚刚大家有听到我说了一句话 Be up in arms. 没错这是生气气的意思It means to be very angry over or about something. 那它跟 angry 一样哦，后面是可以接介系词，所以你可以说 be up in arms about or over something. 比方像是呢 ，If Philip was checking out other girls, I would be up in arms about or over it.如果不小心发现我心爱的 Prince Philip 给我在路上偷瞄其他的妹我跟你讲我一定会气疯了生气气 After all, I'm the most beautiful princess in the world 不过呢如果他敢更过分的给我劈腿 I would be up in arms if Philip was cheating on me 没错我一定会气到啼笑不行不行我发现好像生气气会变丑哦毕竟我是 Sleepy Beauty 诶讲到这个 Oh my god 我都忘记要赶快要补妆小李子我的素颜霜呢赶快帮你拿来哦烦死我
唉 Okay, next we see that in some cases students want to their schools and shot a number of classmates and teachers.
That's right. It's happened a lot recently, and it seems that in some cases there are more and more people being hurt or even killed in this. So again, it's a serious topic, and maybe putting it in a video game or having people be able to play that kind of terrible act or terrible crime in a video game was not okay with a lot of people. Within a week,of people protesting the game's change, Active Shooter was banned from online game store Steam. So it wasn't the creator who pulled the game, it was the stores that sell the game who stopped people from buying it within a week. So there were a few days where if you really wanted, and I don't know why you would, but you could get the game, but it only took a few days until people's attention was brought to this topic that Steam, the well-known game site,Game Portal, they stopped selling it, so it wasn't out there for very long.
Okay, within 呢这个介系词，它表示是在什么之内，不超过，没有超过，没有超出去。比方说，我们可以说 I was acting within the law. Okay, 我是 legal, 我没有犯法。那至于在我们课文里面呢，它是后面加上时间哦 ，within a week， 在一周之内。那这个 within a week 跟 in a week 用 in 有什么差别呢？注意到了 ，in 加上时间呢是表示在之后了，所以 in a week 是表示一周后这个游戏被下架了。但课文呢是表示 within a week 一周之内，它可能是两三天或是四五天，一周之内就被下架了，意思不太一样，要特别注意。We also see the word protest.
Yes, to protest is basically to say that you're unhappy with something, to say you don't agree with something, to say that something is not okay with you. And we can protest, well, by ourselves. You know, if someone is telling you to do something and you think it's not fair, you say, I won't do that. That's not fair. I'm protesting. But of course, people can get together in big groups and protest as well if they're unhappy with the government or they think the president is doing a bad job or companies are doing a bad job. They can organize and march and make signs and all that kind of thing to let lots of people know that there are lots of people who are unhappy about a certain thing.
Okay, 这个动词呢 protest 就是抗议的意思，它可以及物，可以当作及物动词来使用。例如我们课文里面呢，就说 the teachers protested the budget cut. Okay, 像我们课文的用法，教师们呢反对预算的删减。那这个字呢，也可以用不及物的方式哦，比方说我们可以说protest against 什么东西 ，protest against the war. Okay, 抗议反对这个战争。And then we see the game was banned from Steam.Okay, Steam 呢这个平台呢，它是 Valve 推出的一个数位游戏平台，那你上面可以下载很多游戏。And it's banned.
That's right, banned. If something is banned, that means it's made illegal. It's against the rules to have or do this thing. Smoking is banned inside most places these days, right? Back in the old days, you could smoke in a shopping mall, smoke in a restaurant, even smoke in a hospital. But of course, you can't do that now. It has been banned.
Okay, ban 这个动词呢表示禁止的意思，比方说呢 swimming is banned in this area, 在这个区域里面呢是禁止游泳的，那也可以当作名词，它就表示禁令。 Okay, you can put the ban on or against something, 就是颁布禁令，比方说呢 we have put a ban on smoking, 不能够在这里吸烟，我们在这里这个设了这个禁令。那取消禁令我们可以用 lift the ban, okay, 我们可以说呢 the government has lifted the ban against importing goods from China,政府呢取消了从中国进口物品的这个禁令。
So there you have it, our article about a very controversial video game that I really hope no one out there is playing. I mean, there are much better shooter games.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they will leave you feeling much happier after you finish them. So I don't really see the point in making this game. It's much more fun to shoot Nazis.
Yes.
Ooh, those bad guys from World War II. Yeah. Ooh, I'd
Burn
like,
them.
Ooh, yeah.And let's leave all the real life shooting for the newspapers and not use it as entertainment. Okay, we have our chat question coming up. We'll see what happens then.
For you chat.
All right, our chat question is also a bit of a controversial question. Do you think a game such as Active Shooter could cause people to be more violent?And please explain.
Okay, I don't think it could make people more violent, but if those people are like mad at first, like if they're not in a good situation, like they have the intention to do bad things, and they play this game, maybe it could help him to like build confidence.
Interesting. Yeah. So it can take that natural violence in them and just help it come out a little
bit. If you're normal people, if you're healthy mentally,then I think it's okay.
Interesting. That's an interesting point of view, and I've heard other people say that. A lot of research, of course, is still being done into this. I mean, people have only been playing video games for 30 years or so, right? And so it takes some time for science to show. But I think there's something to that. If you're just a generally relaxed, nice, kind person, you won't become violent, but if you are angry inside, maybe the games can help that.Come out. What about you guys? What are your experiences in playing those games? Do you feel happy after you've shot a bunch of bad guys, or does it make you want to shoot people in real life? I hope it doesn't, and if it does, you should go and get some help. But we should all talk about it and be open about it, because it is something that affects the world these days. So have a chat about that, and we'll see you all very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Video game banned for letting people play as school shooters.You're running around a school and looking for a shooter. Suddenly, you see him, aim your gun, and fire. He's down, and you've saved the children in the school. Or, if you like, you can play as the shooter and shoot students. This is the plot of a video game called Active Shooter that has caused serious controversy. Active Shooter was originally promoted as a game where the player would be part of a SWAT team. Their job was to be a police officer and stop a school shooter. However, recently, the game's creator, Anton Magurvsky, changed it so that someone could also play it as the killer. This change had people up in arms because of the recent school shootings in the U.S. In some cases, students went to their schools and shot a number of classmates and teachers. Within a week of people protesting the game's change, Active Shooter was banned from online game store Steam.
Vocabulary Review.
Suddenly. It was sunny outside, but then suddenly, the sky got dark and it began to rain. Aim. The robber aimed his gun at the police, but they shot him right away. Originally. I originally wanted to live in Japan, but later I changed my mind. Recently. This restaurant opened recently and has been full every day since. Creator. The creator of this board game says he hopes it will help people use smartphones less. Within. You need to sign this paper and return it to the office within 1 week.